for me, you know, I can't speak to how the other girls felt, but for me, it was a surreal experience. I felt like all the practice that I had done leading up to Miss Alaska and then also through the rehearsals kind of put my body in autopilot, especially now that I'm looking back on what happened 9 days ago.
So you say taking part in the pageant was a surreal experience. What was it like being crowned as Miss Alaska USA, especially being the first Tlingit winner of this pageant?
I'm going to go back to the out-of-body experience. I watched my crowning moment, and I walked forward, and I was just in shock. I was so happy, but it was just this, whoa, this is happening. My dream came true, and I was speechless. At least I didn't have to give a speech right after that.
All right, Alyssa, so you are Stanford educated, you've worked at Microsoft, you've started your own company, and now you're Miss Alaska USA. What's it been like to add that pageant to your list of accomplishments?
I started my first pageant when I was 17, and the same was with Stanford. I got the idea I wanted to go to that university when I went to the campus with my father for an alumni weekend when I was around 10, and when I said, Dad, I want to go here, he's like, really? Okay, well, then you'll need to do these things. You'll need to have really good grades and you'll need to be involved in your community and do extracurricular activities. So any goal or any accomplishment has been something that I've worked on for years, and it's not an overnight success.
So how do you prepare for Miss USA? Obviously, you're competing against many more women from all across the country. What does the preparation look like for that?
I'm going to work really hard to prepare, and some of that is going to be working with, honestly, coaches, interview coaches, walking coaches, a trainer, nutritionist. I really want to do Alaska proud. I want to bring the title back to Alaska. We haven't had the USA title before, and I just think that needs to happen. We also need the first African Indian Alaska Native Miss USA.
And you've traveled to Sitka. You visited the Mount Edgecombe High School. What advice would you give to younger girls that are seeing your success after the pageant?
So on Saturday, I'm going to the Women's Entrepreneurship Awards in Anchorage, and I will do everything I can to advocate on behalf of women who are in business and help us break the glass ceiling. I really do see this as an opportunity to serve and make a difference and not just wear a pretty crown. So the advice is just try, just do it.